Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm heading down to Hamilton tonight, going to a musicology conference.
Oh, cool. Ooh, very exciting. It seems to be conference season out there at the moment.
Oh, totally, totally. Yeah, so like then next weekend I have another conference at Otago. This one's at Waikato and Otago. So yeah, I'll be down the line visiting my sister in Masterton next week, and the show will be from Masterton.
Oh my gosh, cute. Excited for the Masterton edition.
I love
edition.
Masterton. That's right. Have you ever been out to Riversdale Beach? Just out of
No, Masterton? I don't think so.
Oh, you should head out that way. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
All I know is she's in the middle of cooking and she goes, oh, well, I'll pop over to the warehouse. I'll pop over to Countdown. It's like across the street.
Yeah, Masterton's, it's not a big city.
Oh yeah, Masterton. I am so excited to dive into Travelling Tunes today. This is something I hadn't personally explored enough of. Country reggae. How and why did these collide?
I know, I've got heaps of information now on how this thing possibly happened, and you're going to end up thinking it's the most natural thing in the world. So apparently, early radio in Jamaica, it was just radio stations that just played everything. And, you know, one person said, we didn't know what we were supposed to like or supposed to listen to, right? So they enjoyed everything. Apparently, they really got into Patsy Cline. They loved Kenny Rogers. His song, The King of the Road. And they just, apparently Jamaicans loved country music. They liked the aspect about revenge and comeuppance, and they liked Westerns, spaghetti Westerns and things like that. Home and heart, you know, breaking up, being super sentimental, you know, crying in your beard.
Wow, that is not what you'd expect from radio there, but I mean, power to them.
Yeah, so I hope when you listen to it, you can sort of hear the vibe, hear the blend. I'm wondering if we could start with Barris Hammond.
Yes.
He's an old dude. He had a long, long career. He started in the 70s. He got super famous in the 90s. Ended up having a Grammy nomination in 2014. You know, so just this long, long sort of career of this old reggae dude. And this track is from 2011.
Wow, you know I'm a sucker for any kind of steel guitar.
Oh.
Let's have a listen.
She told him you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly back, she still preyed upon his mind. Hey, he kept her picture on his wall. Yeah, went half crazy now and then. He still loved her.
It's quite a seamless blend, actually.
I know. Who would have thought?
This track is weirdly woeful, but like I'm still kind of smiling and bopping along. I'm so conflicted emotionally.
Well, yeah, what was one person wrote is some, you know, it's drinking to forget. So you lose yourself at a bar, but you also have the option of dipping your toes in the sand in the blue water and finding a new summer romance.
Oh, wow.
Silver lining.
Oh my gosh. So this all came about from Jamaican radio stations kind of playing country tracks and then certain artists being like, look, let's make it reggae.
Well, and they just love those music, love the old songs, the mm-hmm. old sad songs. And to be honest, I mean, there are farms in Jamaica and people that work the land, and that's really big in the Pacific Islands, you know, because there's plantations there and people growing things. So listening to Bob Marley while sipping on whiskey.
Wow, incredible stuff. What's our next track, Kirsten?
Okay, this gets weird. So this is Toots Hibbert, who most famous from his band Toots and the Motels. Sorry, Toots and the Maytels. Mm-hmm. Cowboy boots and reggae roots. And so Toots and his band is really, really big. Big songs, Beautiful Woman. He did a version of Country Road.
Mm-hmm.
But now here's even weirder. This is from Willie Nelson's reggae album.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Willie Nelson has a reggae album.
The reason I chose this track is because I just love how prolific and kind of the random things that Willie Nelson pops up on.
There's a lot of side quests for Willie Nelson.
Like, you're right. I guess he's just gotten so old. It's like, where am I going to go next? But, you know, Willie Nelson was into the weed himself, and so you can see him showing up with some reggae artists and they all having a good time.
That's incredible. I honestly reckon we should give it a listen.
We've had some really great texts. I'm enjoying I particularly like Rowan suggested for a New Zealand sort of country reggae situation, maybe we should get Tammy Nelson and Catch a Fire to collab.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, wouldn't that be hilarious. Awesome. Well, Willie Nelson did collab with Tammy Nelson, and it's one of my favorite albums, so...
Oh!
Let's have a listen to his reggae album.
The place I go to draw my pay, closed the door on me today, told me just to stay away and don't come back again.
I told my mama, baby, don't you cry, I'll get a job before the day go by. I don't know where, and that is why I'm a worried man.
And their papa is a worried man.
Papa is a worried man.
Hey, Willie.
Yeah. I think as far as reggae singing goes, Toots Hibbert might be saving Willie a little bit here. I mean, little love Willie Nelson, but like he's definitely not a reggae singer before a country singer, eh?
Oh,
I know, I was thinking about that because I am thinking of doing a show at some point on singers that aren't strong necessarily. but yet he can still, like, you know, hold that cute tune and that cute melody and
yeah.
mm-hmm. just create this, you know, little universe in the song.
Wow, incredible stuff. I mean, I guess if you're looking for a bit of a Willie Nelson side quest today, you could check out Willie Nelson's reggae
the
album.
Other thing I wanted to mention in relation to this, I've seen this on social media, you might have as well, mm-hmm. is line dancing is coming back in, but not country music necessarily.
Oh,
so you could imagine a room full of people doing sort of a basic line dance to this.
Oh,
at a bar, you know, a couple steps to the left, a step forward, step back. And apparently at reggae festivals this year, they've been having line dancing at the festivals. So it's another sort of congruence there.
That That crazy. I really didn't know that line dancing was making a comeback. We might have to do classes, Rosetta.
I think I'll pass on that, but I'd love to watch you line dance, Millie.
Oh no, they're so simple. I mean, they're meant to be sort of generally picked up, you know, within an evening.
Yeah, just to be done.
I can dance. I just have no interest in line dancing. I'm sorry.
I love how many times Country Road, Take Me Home Country Road, has been mentioned on the text line. Someone's mentioned Jeb Loy Nichols' version of it. Someone else has mentioned, let me find this, Toots and the Maytals, which we were just talking about. So Take Me Home Country Road seems like a strong reggae track.
Oh, yeah, and so you can hear the vibe of it, about home and connection to the land, being in the country, longing, you know, and so both those genres have that in common.
So cool. You've chosen, we've got one more track to end on. Tell us about this one.
So this is one of our proper old tracks. This is Marlene Weber. Apparently, she professionally goes for Marlene, Marlene, and Marlene. But anyway, she was a really amazing woman. She had a band with her sisters in the 60s. Her sisters also had big careers and performed with lots of people. And so the other big thing in this world is covers, you know, as we people had mentioned, people doing covers of Country Road and that sort of thing. So here's her doing a cover of Stand By Your Man, 1971. And listen out for the amazing organ solo.
Oh, brilliant. Wow. We know we love an organ solo. We've talked lots about organs recently.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's all come clear. The clouds have parted and I can see the light. It makes sense.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kirsten, for another brilliant Travelling Tunes. Have a great weekend and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.